following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey there, Refuge family, and welcome to today's Fireside Chat. My name is David, one of the pastors here on staff. Fun note before we even jump into it, this is my first time actually doing a Fireside here at Refuge. I'm usually at my home, sitting on my couch with my wife and my son, and my son's usually climbing over me, throwing toys at me when we're doing this, and so it's going to be a little different today. But nevertheless, I am excited to be here with you guys, wherever you guys are tuning in right now. Before we get into it, I just want to open up with a word of prayer. So wherever you guys are at, if you could pray with me, that would be awesome. Father, Lord, we just thank you for who you are. God, we thank you that you're a God who is, you're faithful. It's not just something you do, it's who you are. And we are very grateful for that, Lord. Jesus, I pray that you would constantly, daily, moment by moment, remind us of that faithfulness. I pray that we'd be anchored in that, God, that no matter what happens or what we're going through, we would be able to, at the end of the day, beginning of the day, and even just during and throughout the day, we'd be able to say, my God is faithful. Thank you for that truth, Lord. Be with us, speak to us, and we ask these things in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, if you have spent, I would say, more than an hour with me, you will find out a couple things very quickly about me. One of them being, I love music. I am a music guy. Played in bands for a while. Play some instruments. Not that good at playing them, but I play them nonetheless. And I listen to about every style or genre of music except country. Forgive me, Mom, not a country guy. But every single day, I come into work. I come here to Refuge, and I usually have a routine. I get my coffee, put my wallet, my keys, and my glasses, or whatever I have in my pockets, on the desk, and I immediately go to Spotify, and I start playing my playlist. Tons of music, soundtrack music, because I'm a weirdo like that. I love soundtrack music, and so I listen to that. Well, yesterday was a little bit different. I come in, and instead of listening to Spotify, I decide to go to YouTube, and I decide to start searching for artists that aren't on Spotify. And I don't know how I really ended up or landed on this. I think it was around noon, 12:30. I'm like, you know what? I'm feeling like I want to listen to some Love Song. Now, if any of you guys don't know, Love Song, it was a Christian rock band from the 70s, kind of birthed out of the Jesus movement. And they have a song that it's my favorite song by them, and it's called Welcome Back. Great melody, great lyrics. And so I'm on YouTube and I type in Love Song, Welcome Back, click enter, and you know, all the videos they pop up. And I click on, I think it was the third one. And I haven't seen this video before. Super old video. The quality actually wasn't that good. But what stood out from that video was the guys from Love Song, before they played the song Welcome Back, I don't know if it was the lead singer, it may have been the guitar player, but he spoke and he said these words. And I want to read these things to you because it's been playing over in my mind since yesterday. He said this. This is in reference to Jesus. His grace and his love is just so abundant, and that's the answer to the world's problems, and there is no other answer. Let me read that again. His grace and his love is just so abundant, and that's the answer to the world's problems, and there is no other answer. Now, I'm going to read just a bunch of scripture right here, and we're just going to kind of go through it. John chapter 1, verse 14 says this, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Psalm 86, 15, but you, Lord, are compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 1 John 3:1, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And Ephesians chapter 2 says this, as for you, you were dead in transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. Verse 4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. Amen. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, or in other translations, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Grace and love. Grace and love, or love and grace. Now, for the believer, we know that grace and love, it's not just a principle that we try to live by, but it is a person we are to follow, or a person we are to fellowship with. Right? We know that grace and love is completely embodied in Jesus. Jesus is the embodiment of true love and complete grace. And I think right now, every single one of us is painfully aware of how chaotic things are in our world right now. Man, you can't go, 2 minutes on any news platform or any social media platform without hearing about everything that's going on. This whole year has been crazy. And if we aren't careful, we can get swept up in this craziness as well. We can get caught up in the emotions, and we can allow our emotions to get the best of us, where we start saying things that we don't mean. And we start doing things that we wish we wouldn't do. And I know we've all been there, right? Why did I do that? Why on earth did I say that, right? We get caught up in the emotions. And if I could be honest with you guys, and that's something we value. We value openness at this church. And so I want to be open with you guys. It's very easy to become hardened if we allow ourselves to get caught up in the chaos, in the mess, and all this stuff, right? It's very easy to have the outlook of like, just look out for number one, right? We just got to look out for ourselves, to be selfish, to be unloving, to be unforgiving, to be people who feel like, you know what? We don't actually need to show grace anymore. We've kind of grown out of that, right? That's for the new Christians who are on fire, right? We've grown out of that. We got to be careful how quickly we can be people who forget the high call to love at all times as Jesus did. In fact, loving others was such a monumental deal to Jesus. Listen to what he said in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 22, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with this passage. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees and the Pharisees got together, one of them, an expert in the law, tested Jesus with this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Now, this is what Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." I could picture Jesus there, and he's like, all right, gather around, Pharisees, Sadducees, whoever wants to listen, right? Come, I need you to hear this. I want you to love God with every fiber in your being. And then I want you to love others, love your neighbor, anybody you come into contact with every fiber of your being. If we're not careful, what I've seen happen in my own life, and I've seen it happen in some friends' lives and If we're not careful, we can get things twisted a bit. And we start to think what Jesus is actually saying is we need to be people who speak about what it would look like to love God and to love others. But Jesus is asking us to live. He's asking us to live lives that display this kind of love for Him and for others. John chapter 13 says this, verse 34 and 35, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." I want to reread that first verse. "A new command I give you, love one another." I want to stop there. Today, we have been so guilty, I have been so guilty of reading it like this. "A new suggestion I give you, love one another as I have loved you." Yeah, that would be cool if I loved, if I showed grace. That would be the right thing to do, right? That'd be nice. It says a new command I give you, love one another. Okay, well, what kind of love? "As I have loved you." In the same manner that God loved us, we are called to love others. "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." The call to show love and grace, it is a high call, but it is the call of every believer. Every one of us who has responded to the gospel message, that is our call. That is our ministry. I'm reminded of how in Scripture it says that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And we go and we talk about this message, the only message that has the power to reconcile us back with our Creator. And then He says, cool, you've received it. Now become vehicles of reconciliation, of love, of grace, of mercy, of compassion. This is what the world needs, and this is what the world will always need. It won't change. People to show up, to preach the gospel boldly, unapologetically, with their words and their actions, not just their words. To show love, to show grace, to show compassion. As one of my buddies told me, even when it's no longer cool and trendy, when the trend of like being compassionate goes out the window and the love goes out the window, it's no longer cool, like, are we still going to be about it? His grace and His love is just so abundant. And that's the answer to the world's problems. And there is no other answer. It's very profound. That was said in the 70s. It applies today. It's going to apply 200 years from now. It applied thousands of years ago. These things apply to us. This is the message that we as a church need to be about. Not just here at Refuge, not just in California, not just in the United States, globally. We need to be people who are about this, right? Speaking truth in love, right? Correcting where there needs to be correcting, but always in love. Being gracious and being, again, the idea of just being the vehicle. If we have been shown love and grace, we are then called to reflect as if we were holding a mirror and there's a light that's bouncing off this mirror. And we're called to reflect the light of God to everybody around us. That is our job as imitators of Jesus. So if you guys would join with me, and let's just ask God to search our hearts, to soften our hearts, to convict us if we need to be convicted. And let's just ask the Lord to do that right now. So would you guys join me in prayer? Father, we, again, are grateful that you are faithful. We said that in the beginning, that even in those moments where, man, David was anything but loving, David was anything but gracious, you are still faithful because that is who you are. It says in your word that you cannot deny yourself. You will always be faithful. Father, would you soften our hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit? Would you lead us into a life that is showing and displaying countercultural, divine, biblical love? God, would you help us do that? Would you help us be people who don't just speak about grace when it's trendy, but we would be people who show it even when nobody's looking? Fill us, Lord. As I said earlier, convict us and search our hearts if there's anything wicked in us. or evil in us? Would you lead us from that? And in this time, in this point in history, would you make your church so strong and so active in not just preaching the gospel, but living it out? We thank you for who you are, Lord. We love you. We praise you. And we ask these things in your name. Amen. Amen, guys. God bless you. And we'll see you here tomorrow for tomorrow's fireside.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.